Pakistani YouTuber Raja Bhatt, who is facing legal charges under the country's blasphemy and cybercrime laws, issued a public apology while performing Umrah in Mecca. Standing in the sacred courtyard of the Kaaba, Bhatt recorded a video in which he clarified his previous statements and sought forgiveness, invoking the sanctity of the holy site. Bhatt, who has one of the largest online followings in Pakistan, has been embroiled in controversy after launching a perfume brand named 295, referring to Section 295 of Pakistan's blasphemy law. The launch sparked a religious stir, leading to accusations that the brand mocked Pakistan's blasphemy law. Bhatt is facing a First Information Report, FIR, under the Prevention of Electronic Crimes Act, PECA, and Section 295A of the Pakistan Penal Code, which deals with insulting religious beliefs. In the video posted on his Instagram account on Tuesday, Bhatt recited the Darud Sharif and the Islamic Declaration of Faith, pledging his devotion, "My wealth, life, parents, children, and every drop of my blood are dedicated to the Prophet Muhammad, PBUH." He addressed the ongoing controversy, stating, "I swear on this holy place that I did not intentionally do anything wrong," and reiterated his previous apologies for any unintentional mistakes. Bhatt asked his followers to cleanse your hearts toward him. The YouTuber appealed to religious scholars, the Punjab government, and the Pakistan Army to reconsider the charges against him, urging justice. He also defended himself against the accusations related to Section 295, asserting that the video in which he referred to the law was misunderstood. Bhatt claimed that the word false was edited out of the video, leading to a fatwa being issued. Bhatt concluded his video with an apology to Allah, his messenger, and all Muslims, expressing regret for any offense caused by his actions. This is not the first time Raja Bhatt has found himself at the center of controversy. He has been involved in various scandals over the years, including a brief period during which he was criticized for holding a lion cub. His recent video promoting the 295 perfume sparked further backlash, with TLP, Tehreek-e-Labbaik Pakistan, leader Haider Ali Shah Gilani filing an FIR against Bhatt on charges of insulting religious beliefs and hate speech. The FIR alleged that Bhatt's video referenced the blasphemy charges against him and his mentor, the late Indian singer Sidhu Moosewala, who had also been charged under similar laws. If convicted, Bhatt faces up to 10 years in prison for the charges. In his apology, Bhatt announced the discontinuation of the perfume, stating, "I apologize for the words I uttered during the launch of the perfume.